Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Well, we're at it again. We are broadcasting all over the world, and we're talking about topics that everyday Americans have to deal with. Now, today we're going to talk about bullies in the pulpit. That's right, it happens in church too, when you have young ministers who want to beat up on elderly people because they don't like them. It's funny that if you simply stay away from them, everyone's happy. But this particular guy, Minister Trenton Deese, he keeps coming to my studio and he wants to fight me. I'm an elderly person. And I'm not asking for sympathy. If you're going to beat me up, then beat me up. Do what you think you should do. But you are unfit to be a minister. You are unfit to even think about preaching to people and trying to tell them how to live because your act is not in order. Unfortunately, this happens. And this is the way that God exposes it for what it is. I don't go where he goes. He comes to my studio and tries to cause havoc. He was just here today, the 28th of July. And he had his family with him. So far as I'm concerned, they are in support of this type of behavior. His mother can't control him. So I'm amazed. I'm truly amazed when people are given responsibility, but they're unfit. And God will use people to expose them for what they are. You can call me anything you want, but I have my own. I've worked for it. I earned it. Mama and Daddy didn't leave it to me. God allowed me to create it. And I'm telling you this story because so many people go through the same thing. You just don't hear about it enough. But when you have someone who claims to be clergy wanting to beat up on elderly people with disabilities, they certainly don't belong in the pulpit. And someone's going to realize that. They're going to ask that question. Why are you going to where his studio is and harassing him? You cannot like him. You can do whatever you want. But why are you doing that? Yes, I use platforms to expose the dirt that he's done, the havoc that he's caused. He's a person that's grown up to be a spoiled brat, and he wants to beat up on an elderly person. Now, society is going to have an issue with that. This happens, and this is an example of how it happens. We've seen this before. Why would a person want to fight someone that's well beyond those years? I mean, it's ridiculous, and no one seems to be able to control him. The police will be dealing with him. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Because someone who does these types of things is simply unfit. And I own this station. As long as I take care of it, which I do, I can broadcast all over the world. And this is not a favorite subject matter. I'm just letting you know this is real life. It happens in the church too. The name of the church is Ministry of Encouragement here in Maryland. And this guy has some leadership position in this church that his mother gave to him. But he's truly showing himself as being unfit. Anyone can get up and con people out of money. Anyone can do that. You just have to know how to talk. And I'm not saying that he's not an intelligent man. I'm just saying that these types of things that he's doing shows pure immaturity, and no one can seem to stop him. The authorities will deal with him. But these things happen, and God will use someone to show that he's unfit to be in the clergy realm. How hard can it be to beat up an elderly person who have medical issues? Why would you want to do that? That is so, I mean, it's hard to even describe, but it's being exposed. And if God is going to use me to expose it for what he is, then so be it. I'll take the assignment. I have no choice. Again, I don't go where he is. He comes to where I'm at. And that shows you that he wants to fight like an animal, an elderly person with disabilities. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But yet, this young generation thinks that that's okay, that they can do it. I wonder why can't he find someone who is of his age and go fight them? You want to prove yourself? Go fight them. They're a better match for you. It wouldn't take much to take me out. But you want to prove this point? Why? You want to use your mother as an excuse? No, you can't do that. You can't hide behind her anymore, because now you're being exposed. The board that represents that church is going to have something to say about this, because it's an embarrassment. If you're unfit, you're unfit. It's that simple. And how God uses people to derail this kind of thing. I mean, I wouldn't have asked for this assignment, but if it's on my plate, I'll accept it. If something happens to me personally, so be it. But I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, because there's something wrong with a person who would do this. What do you have to say now? You've been given everything that you asked for. Your mother is trying to give you the church, but you're not ready. You're not ready. And this tells us that you're not ready. And that board, the people who are on the board, they will recognize, because these are intelligent people, they will recognize that there's something wrong with you, that you want to beat up on an elderly person. And they're going to deal with you. I know they are, because people are going to find out. You want to fight with someone that you know has issues? What kind of man does that make you? That's not being a man. But yet this young generation think they can hang medals on their chests by beating up an elderly person. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And people have let him go over and over again. And now it's at a stop, because I'm going to deal with him. And the law is going to deal with him. If you need to be made a spectacle out of for your character, and you call yourself a man of God, you can call me a clown and all you want, but at least I work for what I have. And what I have is none of your business. You didn't help me earn it. Whatever God blessed me with, he blessed me with. And you should feel the same way. But no, you want to do things like this. And the platform that I use, you can't tell me anything because I'm not afraid of you. No, I'm not going to engage in some type of battle with you. I'm going to let the public deal with you and the law deal with you. He comes to this studio and he wants to provoke a fight. And then when I go to pick up the telephone to call the authorities, he runs away. These are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody would get on the air and say these types of things if they weren't true. He's done this many times. I have text messages, and I'm exposing him for what he is, a thug, a little thug. So it's thugs in the pulpit. I mean, what's next? What are you going to do now? He knows that I've been a blessing to him personally. I remember buying him a car battery just to help him, doing things for his kids just to help him. And now you want to beat me up. It's not an issue of how your mom has been treated. Marriage is marriage. And it's unfortunate. Again, I would not ask for an assignment like this, but I'll accept it. I'll accept it for what it is, knowing that I did the right thing. You can tell people, well, he said this and he said that. I can back mine up, but it's none of your business. I don't owe you any explanations for my life. God still has me here after 63 years. I'm still kicking. And you want to beat me up. You want me to swing. And you call me a little man. You're immature. And the authority that they are trying to give you should be stripped until you repent and apologize and leave me alone. I don't need you. I don't need you, and I've never asked you for anything. I've been a blessing to you, and you know that. Your wife knows that. Your children knows that. But you want to do this because you're angry about whatever. You're going to be dealt with by the authorities and by society for being a fraud. You want to call me a fraud? Fine. But I have my own and I have something to show for it. It's funny how as long as you're giving to a person, you're okay. But the minute that you stopped or that you stop giving them, they find issues with you. Well, that's the way life is. Go out and earn yours. And you're destroying a legacy that your father left you. You're destroying it with your attitude. What about if somebody wanted to beat him up, even though he's deceased? Would you think that would be the right thing to do? You have no respect for people. And you're unfit to be in the pulpit. You have a lot of issues to deal with. And you owe me an apology. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm sure your pride is not going to allow for you to do it. But I'm going to expose you for what you are. You want to meddle with a senior citizen that owns a communications company? How dumb is that? How dumb is that? When nothing's happened to you, you can't use your mother as a front. Nothing's happened to her. Marriages have to mature as well. I've been in this area for 3 years, three or maybe 3.5 years. And all it's been is your drama. Because you don't like something. And life is just not like that. So now you're messing up a legacy that your father left. You tell me that this person doesn't like me, that person doesn't like me. So what? Everybody's not going to like you. That's just the way of the world. If you get to stay around for 63 years, you'll find that out. But people are going to find out about you and how you come to my place of business and cause a ruckus. And people are going to wonder, why are you doing that? If he doesn't come to where you are, why are you going to where he is? That's going to be the question. Why can't you just leave the guy alone? That's all you have to do. But your pride, your ego, whatever it is that Satan is dealing with you, is in the way. And obviously, it's coming to the forefront. And people may think that what you're doing is right, but in their heart, they know it's not. You don't beat up on elderly people. That's a lack of character. And you're an embarrassment to a legacy that's trying to be left to you. You are an embarrassment. And God is exposing you. None of us are perfect in this world. None of us. But this, what you're doing, is totally wrong. You ought to leave people alone. You want to pick a fight? Go pick a fight with someone your age. Let's see you do that. You want to prove something? Go do that. You can get around to me. I'm easy. But go pick a fight with somebody who can fight back. This is how people get hurt and maimed and shot. Because of people like you wanting to do ungodly things and you want to call yourself a man of God. You talk about who don't like me. There are a whole lot of people that don't like you for what you've done and who you think you're representing. You're a thug, a young thug. And now it's coming to the front. And I'm not ashamed to tell people because I try to do the right thing. I stay out of your way, but that's not enough. That's not enough for you. You want to continue this on? Well, let's do it. I don't run from anyone. If you want to do this, do it. But there's consequences to your actions. And God sees you. He knows every little dirty thing that you've done. Everything. You can't hide from him. Again, you're unfit to be preaching the word of God when you want to beat up on an elderly person. And you can't use your mother as an excuse because nothing's happened to her. Relationships go through cycles. Don't you know that? Didn't you know that when you were cheating on your wife? So it's sad. It's truly sad. And I'll fight this battle in the media, in the newspaper, wherever. But you want to physically harm me? You're a weak man. It's like, you know, an adult beating up a child. At this stage in my life, with my illnesses, it ain't hard to do. What you going to prove? That you can beat up an elderly senior citizen? That's what you can prove? But yet you want to tell people about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? You're unfit. You have no reason to do this. You can't use your mother as an excuse. You can't hide behind her skirt tail. This is who you are. You're a young thug with an attitude problem. And you're going to be dealt with. And people are going to know. And don't think that there's not going to be repercussions. You put your hands on me, trust me, something's going to happen to you. I don't know how, because I'm not in the fighting business. but I'm certainly not afraid of you. Don't think that. I was just outside my door, ladies and gentlemen. I have a little dog out there, a little ceramic dog, and I was putting water in it for the neighbors that come up and down the street walking their dogs. And this guy comes driving by and he stops with his wife in the front seat of the car. And he wants to engage with me. I mean, these things are silly. They're silly. And that board that's under this particular church, the Ministry of Encouragement, is going to find out. They're going to find out. And they're going to say, Minister Trenton Dees, why are you doing that? If he doesn't come to where you are, why are you going to where he is and you want to pick a fight with him? How can you justify that? So it's sickening. It's truly sickening. 20 years ago, maybe yes. But you was a child then. So this is silly, truly silly and immature. And now the lights are going to be on you. Because again, I'm not afraid. This will go down. This will go down. Even your family members are embarrassed by your behavior. Because nobody seems to be able to control you with doing the right thing. If you don't like me, stay away from me. That's all you have to do. It's that simple. Because I'm certainly not going to come around you. You've made that very difficult. I can't enjoy my time with my wife because of you. Because you want to be mean and nasty. That's fine. After you've gotten everything you wanted out of me, I've been nothing but kind to you and your family. Nothing but kind. You can't say anything different. But because I don't let you try to run my marriage, or what used to be a marriage, no. No, it won't happen. It won't happen. And I don't mind exposing my personal business because what you're doing is wrong. So when you see me again, when you come back to this studio and you want to pull your car over and you want to fight, silly man has been given far too much. And now there's consequences. Your mother should have dealt with you years ago. Sometimes you can love your child too much. Because when they do something wrong, when they do things like this, there has to be a correction. So you are out of control. Totally out of control. And those people who are on that board, they're going to know. They're going to know that you are totally out of line. They are aware of your behavior now. And maybe that's some of the pressure that you're feeling. But God is going to make it a whole lot worse. Because one thing is for sure. He protects the children and he protects the senior citizens. So you want to beat me up? You're going to be under the eyes of God. I promise you that. Because you have no reason to want to do anything like that. Other than being a bully. So you're a bully in the pulpit. A thug. And you deserve to be stripped of all of your authority. You're not fit. You're not fit. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. We appreciate the time, but this is happening to some other senior citizen. And for us senior citizens that have lived past the fighting years and we got out alive, we still have to face people like you. like I said, you an embarrassment. Because people are going to wonder, why do you keep going to his studio and wanting to fight him? For what? What excuse you going to use? What excuse you going to use? And for those who hear this, don't come to me and say, well, you shouldn't do this. No, something has to get this guy's attention. And this is getting their attention. So I will be broadcasting as much as I possibly can until this is over. But the authorities are going to be dealing with you. And God is certainly going to deal with you. KingScottRadioTV.com. We can be reached at 240-362-7552. I've already received several calls and emails referencing this situation. So people are aware. We have 1.5 million listeners. And people want to know, what is this guy's problem? Well, you'll have to find that out another way. Because I don't know what his problem is. You can't hide behind anything dealing with his mother. People are allowed to operate within their marriages. But if that's over, fine. You move on. But I won't be harassed and afraid of thugs and bullies. Come do what you want and see what happens.